Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. You've got it. It's the BOGP Open Line from this past Sunday night, July 18th, 2021, where we started off with the news of the week, and then we opened up the phone lines and took your calls for a solid hour, and we talked about all kinds of good stuff. We debated going in August versus going in January. We also talked about why the wine and dine races have been available for so long, and what could that mean for marathon weekend signups here in about a week? And many more topics. We talked about all the reopenings and my experiences down at Walt Disney World this past week. Wade calls in and gives his thoughts. Lots of fun Disney talk headed your way over the next hour. Don't forget today's show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney trip planning needs over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's one extra click, and it really does mean a lot to us. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You make all this podcasting possible for everybody all around the world, and I can't thank you enough for that. Our patrons also get an extra podcast every week called Mike in the Midwest. It comes out on Thursdays. And if you'd like to get in on that, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, 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 everybody. Happy Sunday night or happy Thursday. If you're listening here on the feed, welcome to the BOGP Open Line that we're recording here live on Facebook and YouTube on Sunday night, July 18th, 2021. This is where we open up the phone lines and take your calls. And we always lead off with the Disney news of the week. And then it's fair game. We can talk about anything in the news or anything you have questions about on upcoming trips. Of course, I'm just back from a pretty epic 10-day trip to Walt Disney World. Three resorts. We stayed at Pop Century, Yacht Club, and Caribbean Beach. And it was really an amazing time. You'll get this on Monday's podcast. So if you're listening to this on the feed, you've already heard part of my trip report on Monday. It's not the full thing. Of course, as soon as we stopped recording, and it was over an hour, I realized I hadn't talked about 75% of the things that came up. And that's how I think it always is with everybody on Monday shows. So we'll talk about that as the days go on. You know, I have more stories, more tips, more experiences to share. But of course, this is the night that I really get excited for. I've been out of the studio on Sunday nights here for the last couple of weeks. But right here, we get to get together as a podcast community and talk Disney. And man, is there some news. So it's not you, me, and Scotty G. It's you, me, without Scotty G tonight, because he's sitting down at Saratoga Springs right now, poolside, probably eating something a lot better than I have. I had Taco Bell tonight, so I can't complain. But let's get to the news, and we'll take your calls, because I want to take your calls for the hour, solid hour, because we have a lot of folks tuned in tonight, which is so awesome to see. Of course, the news is brought to you by themouseforless.com. Check them out to keep up with everything that is happening down at Walt Disney World. So here's what we're going to do tonight. We had so much news since the last time we did this. I'm just going to hit the headlines of these stories over on themouseforless.com. You guys, you're super Disney fans. I get it. That's why you're tuned in. I know most of you guys. You guys are my friends. So what we're going to do here is just kind of hit the headlines. And if you want to go deeper into a story, let's do it. Okay? So here we go. Disney's Polynesian Resort is set to reopen. Check this out. On July 19th. That is tomorrow as we're recording live on Monday. Polynesian is open if you're listening to the show on the feed on Thursday. How awesome is that? Excited to see the feedback from the new rooms and the, of course, there's still construction going on with the monorail station out there. But hey, welcome back, Polynesian. That is pretty awesome to have. And the thing is, we're going to talk about this tonight, but it's exciting to see the momentum that Walt Disney World is having as far as reopenings, getting things back to normal. When you listen to my trip report tomorrow on the feed, I called this show, or I said really that the theme of my trip was we're back. And it wasn't just that I'm back from Walt Disney World. I truly feel Walt Disney World is now back almost to normal. It was pretty awesome. And getting all these resorts back, that is a huge, huge step. All right. A couple of things. The ice cream parlor, the plaza, is back open. Yes, it is, because I had ice cream there three times. Limited menu, though, real quick. They had sundaes, a couple of different kinds of sundaes, a brownie sundae, a regular sundae. They had ice cream in cones. And the last night we were there, they had those big ice cream sandwiches with the cookies. The two cookies on top, ice cream in the middle. Oh, so good. $6.79, I think it was. And you got to do that. Casey's Cornerback, had my corn dog nuggets, plastic cheese. I'm telling you what, hot dogs just taste better from Casey's. So welcome back, Casey's. Trails Inn's coming back without the fried chicken, apparently. So that we have that. I did have Trails Inn fried chicken on this trip and lots of it. Citrico's is back as well. So lots of more dining options there. How about this? We've signed up for Wine and Dine, a lot of us. We had Wine and Dine sign up on the 13th. I got in for the challenge, whatever it was called, the 10K and the half. Signed up, actually. Actually, I didn't even get signed up because I was in a long, long queue. Scott was over at Coronado, and so I was at Caribbean Beach. I was sitting at Banana Cabana outside, laptop, iPad, everything going. I was in the long queue. He signed me up, so I'm under his name like I'm his kid. But see you down there. I haven't run Wine and Dine in like 5 years, so I'll be excited to get down there and run that race with everybody. Let's see here. We found out something very interesting about the extra, you know, not extra magic hours, but the extra hours that we're going to have at the parks, how they're only for deluxe and deluxe villa guests. I don't know how you feel about that. So we can talk about that tonight. Coco, I think, was added to Mickey's Philhar Magic today as we're recording, I think, or a couple days ago. Haven't seen that. We'll have to ask Scott about that because he's down there still right now. So is Pam Forrester. She just arrived a couple days ago. So we'll find out how the Coco scene fits into Philhar Magic. I was told they're not cutting anything from the show. It's just an addition. So we'll see how that goes. There's some new food over at Galaxy's Edge. But, hey, I always just get my Ronto Roaster, so I really don't care about that. We're getting Riverside and French Quarterback. We're also getting music and sports back over at the All-Stars. Hallelujah. All four, every Walt Disney World resort will be open by the end of the year. So that is so, so good to see, especially for us runners. And we found out there's not going to be a Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party this year, but there is going to be Disney's Very Merriest After Hours for 2021, very similar to the Boo Bash. It's going to be an after hours event on select nights with pretty similar offerings, but I think there is obviously going to be fireworks for this one. So yay. And fireworks were awesome. So I don't want to, you know, kind of hog the line here. I want to talk to you guys. So let me get rid of that. Let me pop me back in here and it's open to you. We have an hour to talk. Let's do it. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 407. The number's on the screen. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. What do you want to talk about? Let's do it tonight because I could talk all night because, again, I'm just back from Walt Disney World and so much to say. I'm just telling you what, having fireworks back in no masks was a beautiful thing. All right, first call of the night. Hey, who's on the line? Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, this is Tanja from Nashville. How are you?
Hey, Tanja, how's it going? Good to talk to you tonight. I'm glad you finally called in.
Yeah, I've been avoiding that. But I had a question and wanted to get everyone's thoughts on the Run Disney Race for Wine and Dine versus Marathon Weekend.
Okay, Scott and I have been having this conversation for a couple times. So I want to hear what's your question or what's your thoughts? Because I have thoughts.
So my thought is, here it is Sunday, and it's still available for many of the races.
Right.
Do you think that that's mostly because of the 50th being in such a close proximity, or is it just that the interest has not blown up, and maybe we will catch a break in a week and a half with getting enrolled for Marathon Weekend?
Don't say that out loud. Just kidding, because I'm so worried about Marathon Weekend. No. Here's the thing. Okay, Scott and I had this debate for a long time. Okay, I haven't even had a chance to ask you. Did you sign up for Wine and Dine? Are you going to run? What did you get? Are you not doing it? What's your story?
I'm thinking of doing the half and coming down for the party.
Okay, so that sounds great. I'm not one that has run Wine and Dine in about 5 years. I've always kind of skipped it because of Marathon Weekend. I saved some. It's during college football season. I'll be honest. It's college football season, right? If there's one I'm going to miss, I'd rather go to my football games. But the thing is, I got caught up in all the excitement of Run Disney's back. And so I was worried about this for about 48 hours before because I was at Walt Disney World. I know the Wi-Fi is not great. Had my laptop, my iPad out at Banana Cabana at Caribbean Beach, ready to go. Ended up, you know, because I thought it was going to sell out like in 30 seconds, you know, so I panicked. I was in a queue that said it was an hour. I called Scott. He got in 6 minutes. I said, dude, pay for mine. Somehow, if you can sign me up, I'll pay you back. And so he did. And the thing is that we were shocked when we saw later that day, still open. The next day, still open. So we had this conversation. So kind of the same thing you're saying. We had two schools of thought. One is there's an exceptional amount of capacity for these races, which is shocking because I don't know. I can't imagine it would be any higher than it was pre-pandemic. And those things sold out a lot quicker. Or and the thing is, he said, do you think, because then we're like, well, if it's like this for marathon weekend, we're golden. This is going to be great because we're everybody's worried more about marathon weekend. I am, Scott, as you are. But the thing is, you know, what if, and this is what we said, what if this one is staying open so long because people are like, I'm not going to do wine and dine. I'm saving my money. I'm saving my vacation. I'm saving my budget for marathon because that's going to be my return to racing. So I don't know where it falls. I mean, I hope it's like this for marathon, but I could also see marathon selling out in, you know, an hour. I just don't know. It's really mind boggling to me. I thought all races would sell out in an hour or less.
Same. And my thought was 3 weeks from the anniversary, you would have to turn around and come back down again.
Yeah.
So maybe that had some play into it as well.
I know, because I'm in that boat because, you know, it was funny because Wade was there, you know, and you've heard Wade on the show many times on Sunday nights. And Wade was we gave him a hard time about this while we were golfing, that he had been saying since like, you know, last summer that wine and dine, there's no way we can do wine and dine. And so Scott and I started believing him. And on that show we did just for the Friday show a couple days ago, that's one of the things we said on that show because we recorded it 2 weeks ahead, like wine and dine's a goner, you know, forget that. Let's move on to that. You know, you're right. A lot of folks are going to go down on October 1st. Like you'll be there. I'll be there. Scott's going to, you know, we're all going down. And then again, you got to buy another airplane ticket. You got to get another hotel. Races aren't cheap. I think that does have a lot to do with it. I think it's probably 50-50 that a lot of the big time Run Disney people are also going to be there for the 50th because they're Disney fans. But also marathon weekend. I mean, if you think about it, it makes it going down. You're going down the 1st of October, the first weekend of November. And then if you go down for marathon, you know, you have December kind of off, but that's the holidays. That's an expensive time of the year. Then you're turning around for the biggest race weekend of the, you know, the most expensive of the year in January, you know, first week of January. So, yeah, I mean, limited resources, right? We can't do everything we want. I think that's a big, big factor.
Yeah. Well, I can only hope to be able to get in for the races that I want, the next enrollment, which is just a couple of weeks away.
Oh, man. It's less than 2 weeks away. It's the 26th, right? Am I missing that? The thing is, my wife, I told her, I said, my glasses, I've had these glasses for a while. My contacts, I can't even see out of my contacts anymore. That's why I've had my glasses on for the last year. And my day that I can go back, like when the insurance like rolls over to the next season or whatever, is it's, she scheduled my appointment the first day. When is it? July 26th. So guess what? If it comes to signing up for Dopey, I'll sign up for Dopey and just run it blind, you know, instead, because I want to get in that thing so bad. I'll reschedule the eye doctor. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I think we're gonna have some good mojo for the 26th. I think we're gonna get in. I think we will. Let's just think good thoughts, and I hope that you sign up for Wine and Dine. It would be good to see you out there on the half course.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call, and you have a great week.
It's so good to talk to you. You take care down in Nashville, and don't be a stranger.
All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Let's hit that. And we're at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. If you're a runner, somebody that likes to run the races, why are all the races open for wine and dine? Why are they staying open so long? Whoops. Sorry about that. It's befuddling to me that those races didn't sell out in an hour. I don't know why. And Scott and I have been talking about this since it happened. All right, next call is on the line. Who's joining us?
Aloha, Mike. It's George on Hawaii.
What's up, George? How are things going?
As good as can be. I mean, it's life in Hawaii, so what else, you know, what else can you expect?
Got there. Actually, one of my favorite podcasters, Leo Laporte, who does all these tech podcasts on the Twit Network, he's vacationing in Hawaii right now. And he's on, okay, so I don't know all the islands because I've never been to Hawaii, but he's on the one with Waikiki, like the very touristy area. And
yeah, that's the where I'm at. I'm on Oahu.
Okay, Oahu. Yeah. So I'm really enjoying his pictures on Instagram, though. I mean, because he went to see Pearl Harbor and they did some tours all around. But all he keeps talking about is these ABC stores that are like commissaries or something. I don't know. So
no, it's more of akin to like a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
It's kind of like, yeah, yeah, it's, but a little better. And so like, it's, I mean, not going to go and find Slurpees, but what's kind of neat is there's a lot of like, you can get a lot of like your tour, you know, like if you're, you know, like your souvenirs, you know, towels, like if you forgot your, you know, suntan lotion,
nice.
If you need some food, there's usually some, you know, some decent food in there. I mean, nothing spectacular. There are some better ones though. So if you ever actually finally do make it out here, like the ones that like say the Hilton Hawaiian Village, they're actually some of the better ones. And then the one across the street from Aulani is also one of the best ones I've ever been to. They actually have, it's like a full deli, everything. It's super neat.
Well, that's cool. Super now we got the conversation going on in the chat right now about the ABC stores. I had no idea. So that's Hey, I've learned something today. I love that. So I'm so glad you're doing well because it's been a while. And I'll tell you what, I did say at the top of the show, I golfed. I stink at golf. I lost a bunch of balls, but I did not lose any of my BOGP balls. So they're safely back
okay,
in the
so,
studio.
So first thing, did anybody save the scorecards? Because I did make a pledge that I would, based on your guys' scores, that I would make a donation to Give Kids the World, because you guys did kind of come up with the idea of making it a fundraiser. And so I was like, hey, there's a way to do it. I made a pledge to do it, so I need to know the scores to kind of know how much I'm donating.
Yeah, Scott has the scorecard. He kept it, and okay. He's got it, so we'll get it from him. He's not coming back till Tuesday. So we'll figure that out. And I really appreciate that, you know, helping out Give Kids the World. That's amazing. I appreciate that so much. But I got to say this, because it was a terrible, I can't putt at all because I rented clubs and this putter looked like a shovel. This thing didn't look like, and again, I'm old. My putters were just like the ones you get at Putt-Putt, right? Later that week.
Yeah, blade putters.
Yeah. Okay. So mm-hmm. Later that week though, let me just tell you this, because it was, I know Scott thinks I cheated because I didn't play with Scott. I played with my family. He played with his. He played behind us because he wouldn't let us play seven at a time because the place was packed. We were at Winter Summerland. We were just looking for something to do one night. So we went over to Winter Summerland, mini golf. And so I played with my three girls and he played with his wife and Emily. And he was one, you know, right behind us. And the thing is, I shot a 32 on Winter Summerland. I mean, I only got two threes and I got like seven holes in one, and the rest of them were twos. It was unbelievable. So if we ever do a virtual event like with mini golf, look out, man. I'm a shark. I'm telling you, I'll step away from the Magnolia, the Palm, like Buena Vista. But yeah, I was putting that night, and I'll have to show. I have that scorecard. I'll have to find that one and tweet it out. So. I don't know. So what's good?
Yeah,
I will get that for you.
I know the putter because when I in 2019 for the podcast cruise, I did play a Sunset 9 before the cruise and then a Sunset 9 with Phil after the cruise. So I'm very familiar with those clubs. They're actually really good clubs, and I get it. If you're used to the blade style putter versus those what they call mallet style putters, it can be throw you off a little bit.
Yeah,
they're really good clubs though.
I love the clubs, especially the driver. I think it's just like I feel like you're like Fred Flintstone with that big old head on that thing. That's great. It was
now,
great.
I did comment to Scott on either Facebook or Instagram that he needs to have a little come to Jesus with that golf pro that he's taking lessons from, because if him and Wade came in last under, behind you. I mean, well, Phil's in his own class.
He's a
shark. You know what I mean? It's just like, come on, man. It's like you paid money to lose to Mike Rahman, who doesn't play golf at all.
Hey, I was a hockey player and a baseball player. They tend to be good golfers. I mean, I just got to say, I was very conservative in my play. I didn't try to kill the ball. I just kept it in the fairway and just, took my time getting to the hole and then, three putted every time. So. No, so I got to ask you though, because you played down there. Scott and I rode together in the cart and we had this conversation because we were trying to take pictures for Instagram and all that. And I wanted to share the Disney golf experience. But once we were out on the course, if we'd have taken pictures and put them on Instagram, like the Magnolia kind of looked like any other golf course you would ever find, other than like the tee boxes with the Mickey heads, the sign market, like this is hole number 13. It's got the story of, Ernie Els doing something in a tournament. Once we were on the course, though, other than the Mickey bunker on six, It wasn't super exciting. I understood the history of it, and I know we're on like the old golf resort grounds, and I got the history and I felt it. All these pros that play there. But Scott and I both agreed that Lake Buena Vista is probably a more fun golf course to play because it's newer and it's got more exciting play to it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I get you because, I mean, for me, a lot of the photos I take when I'm on different golf courses is usually kind of like the very scenic holes, you know, the more memorable holes. But yeah, honestly, all my photos from the round of golf were things that you can't find in any other golf course. So actually, the round before the cruise, a majority of my pictures that I took were actually of the cups. So if you looked inside
Scott
the cup,
yep,
there was
Scott
a different character.
That. Yeah, Scott did that. Finally, yeah, about on the back nine, he noticed that and he started taking pictures. That was super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, like I noticed it from the first one. It was like I looked down and like I think there was like Mickey Mouse in the first one. It was, you know, Grumpy in another one and Goofy in another one. I started taking photos of all the cups with all the different characters in there. So that was one. Of course, yeah, the Mickey Bunker. Of course, when I did it, it was coming down. In fact, that's on that course. I only got to play 8 holes because there was right? Those mid-afternoon thunderstorms. In fact, so bad. It turned into apparently that was the storm, my tornado warning, where they locked me out of the pro shop. It was like hailing and sleeting. And yeah. And on the number 9 hole of lightning, it apparently struck the tree. And like at like minutes after I had driven past it, you know, to kind of come back into the clubhouse. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just, and then I think the post round we played on the other course out there, I guess that, what was it, the Palm, mm-hmm. the one that runs behind, you have to start off behind, Shades of Green. I don't really have a whole lot of pictures from that course, except I think I took a selfie with Phil because the poly was in the background on one of the holes. And then I took a picture of about halfway through the round, there was a gator on the course. So we actually got to see an alligator on the golf course.
We got to see deer. I'd much rather see deer. They were on 6. They were walking across right where we're teeing off, right? The group behind us was teeing off like right into the deer. I was like, God, please don't hit a worm burner and kill that deer. Because that had totally been me, but I was glad we cleared it. But yeah, if I saw a gator, no thanks.
Yeah, well, I do have a picture of Phil on the 9th hole as we were teeing off. There was a deer looking right at him, so I actually do have one of those as well. So, yeah, so definitely. But yeah, it's but both fun courses, so that's actually awesome. I'm really super jealous that I didn't, obviously have to big travel in order to kind of make that happen, but certainly jealous of the company that was there playing that round.
Oh, we're going to do it again. I mean, this is something that Scott threw together at the last minute. He's, if you don't know, and Scott, he's, you know, probably my best bud. I mean, we talk all the time, but he has taken up golf during COVID. Like nobody's, but he plays after work, like every day. I mean, every single day on these, because I see him on 5 My Friends. He's always on a golf course, and he's like really into it. So he's like, God, you want to play golf at Walt Disney World? I'm like, I guess. Because I haven't played since we played in 2018. I was like, okay.
Even more of a worse reason of why he should have come in second. I'm just going to say that. I'm throwing that out. I'm throwing shade Scott's way on this one. But anyway, no, I understand, too. Golf is very addicting. In fact, actually, it's some piece of news I haven't shared on the Lizard group, but so golf was my first love, got into running with the Lizards. Unfortunately, after the injuries I suffered last year, I finally, after getting vaccinated, felt comfortable enough to get it, you know, go back to the hospital, look into it. Unfortunately, I've done some serious damage to my knee, and so running has been taken out of the picture now. So I am back. I'm very much doing a lot of walking and kind of said, well, if I'm going to walk, I might as well walk 18 holes. So I do a lot of walking on the golf course. And so that's why you see a lot of me, you know, I don't really post on the Lizards, but on my personal feed, I'm also golfing quite a bit as well, because it's just, I'm still trying to, you know, get miles in, but it's just, you know, about, let's say an 18 hole round of golf is about a little bit over 10K, you know, after you walk it. So it's actually,
it's a lot more fun, right? It's a lot more fun than just walking a 10K, like around our lake or, you know,
I don't know.
Some days, right? Some days.
Rounds of bad golf is not fun, but yeah, at the end of the day, there's worse things you could be doing, like work. So yes, of course. But but anyway, so I got some other interesting news to share as well with everyone on the, you know, the listeners and whatever. So we're dropping our daughter off, Monique, at the end of August at Grand Canyon University. So for, you know, she spent her freshman year during, you know, because of COVID, dropping her off, but we're taking a quick trip to California to visit my dad, and we have just enough time to get in one day at Disneyland. So it's our first trip back to Disneyland.
Nice.
You know, like Mike Bankhead, our trip was, we were supposed to all be there together after the San Diego half marathon, and we were, you know, that got all shut down. That was, you know, that was all right during the time of COVID coming down. So, anyway, so yeah, we got one day back. We're not going to make Avengers Campus. We just decided it's just one day. We had to kind of, it didn't make sense cost wise to do a park hopper. So we said, you know, one day, one park, which park is it going to be? We decided at the end of the day, we'd rather be back at Disneyland than California Adventure. So, and the positive is, you know, my wife and daughter have yet to see, you know, to do a Smuggler's Run and see the new land out there. So that'll be fun. And then after we drop off our daughter in at Phoenix, we're actually going to be taking about 10 days in Seattle. And the Rossi Johanna will be moving. We are actually leaving Hawaii and we'll be moving to Seattle. So that starts the house hunting process.
Oh,
so we're probably guessing in about 6 or 7 months, we will be leaving Hawaii and relocating to the area of Seattle. So Seattle area lizards, feel free to hit me up on the socials. You know, I'm already friends with a few folks out there, and you know, definitely looking more. Hopefully at some point in time, maybe, you know, things will change. I could probably do some light running, do some smaller distances, but, you know, it'd be nice to at least, you know, make some new friends in a new area.
That's right. You know what? And the lizard jersey almost fits in with the Seahawks. Almost. I mean,
No, I am. The only time I will be going to see the Mariners is when the Red Sox.
Okay, I know you're a Sox fan. Yeah, and they're having a good year. I mean, it's a good year to be a Sox fan. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, if, you know, I don't think they ever play the Patriots, but, if that kind of stuff happens, I will still hold my allegiance to my Boston team. So it's,
I like it.
You know, that's where the Rossies are from, and that's where I've, you know, chosen to mark also maintain that allegiance as well. So
I love that. You should always, that's the thing is, like, I know some people, Matt Parrish hates me for being a Cardinals fan. I mean, we're friends. He hates the Cardinals, right? And so does Nate. I don't know if Fred Bird stepped on him as children. I don't know. They hate the Cardinals. But I love that people are loyal to their teams. You know, they're Royals fans through good and bad. I'm the way the Cardinals were terrible this year. I mean, terrible this year. But, you know, I'm not burning my stuff yet. So, you know, up and down, stick with your team. You know, that's what you do. Generational, too. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, it's good news, though. We'll be back on the mainland. Hopefully I can see you more in it this way.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, you know, and if you ever can finally decide to come to Hawaii, if you can do it before maybe about March of, 2022, there's a good chance that I'll still be here to hang out. But other than that, we'll have to figure something else at that point.
We'll try to make it happen. My wife wants to get out there badly, so we'll try. I promise y'all to get out there. All right, good talking to you, buddy, and you have good luck with all that stuff you got going on. You got a lot, but we're thinking of you, and it's always good to hear from you.
All right, take care, Mike.
Take care, my friend. Aloha. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, it's good to talk to George over there in Hawaii, but he'll soon be in Seattle. Wow, big change. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, this is Travis. I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Travis in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, I got to ask your sports allegiance. Indians, what do you got? Browns?
It's a complicated story, Mike. I'm actually from the Bay Area. So my A's are playing the Indians this weekend. They just lost 2 of 3 this weekend. So,
okay. Well, what can you do? I thought you were going to say the Giants. I mean, the Cardinals took 2 of 3 from the Giants. I almost had a heart attack this weekend because we're terrible. So,
absolutely not. I grew up in the 80s, and, you know, all the rest of my family were Giants fans. And, of course, in the Battle of the Bay, I had to pick the A's. So, you know, I'm a big Brash Brothers guy.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And thank you very much for Mark McGwire in the late 90s. We appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
Hey, I was a Vicarious Cards fan in those days. I think
everybody was either a Sosa fan or a McGwire fan that summer. And they were Sosa, you couldn't root against the guy. He seemed like such the nicest guy ever. I mean, it was just, I mean, yes, they were all on steroids back then, but I mean, who cared? It was fun.
Mike, it was creatine at the time. Remember?
Creatine. Yeah.
It was all innocent.
It was just a fun summer, and let's just leave it at that. No. So what's going on? Good to talk to you tonight. What you got going on?
Well, I kind of wanted to talk to you about my situation. So, so we were supposed to go down in 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from yesterday, and we were going to stay three nights at the Poly and 4 nights at Boardwalk. And What happened was my son is 3 years old and he's high risk. You know, he's got history of RSV and asthma and everything. And he had a scare a couple weeks ago. And so he's had to be on breathing treatments and everything. And so seeing all the reports of the crowds and kind of, you know, obviously COVID, I don't want to talk about COVID, but it's obviously a concern when you have a high risk kid. And so we decided to postpone to the end of January. And, you know, it's killing us because we postponed this trip for two times already. And I wanted to get your take. So we postponed to the end of January. And I wanted to talk to you, like, what do you think is going to be different by then? You know, tell me about the positives that we're going to have, you know, going in January versus, you know, the beginning of August. You know, do you think FastPass is going to be back? Do you think we'll have, you know, a lot more restaurants open, you know, with the staffing? What was your take on the crowds and the staffing and everything, and how much better do you think it might be by the end of January?
So we talk about this on tomorrow's show because we recorded my trip report yesterday. Ricky and I got together last night on a Saturday night, recorded the trip report for Monday because I wanted it to be fresh. And I'll tell you what, I think your trip will be better in January than it would be in August. First of all, the weather's not going to be as hot. It was hot. I mean, in August, it's really hot. But I mean, it's the same as where you're living, but you know, you're probably not outside as much. So you'll have probably a better weather experience. I would say, as far as your questions though, I would say everything. Now again, knock on wood here, right? The things don't turn south for some reason. Things are going well here for the past few months. So let's just assume that the trends continue and that maybe, you know, obviously the vaccinations continue. What I'm thinking is too, I mean, I respect everybody's decisions on vaccinations or not vaccinations. I don't get into any of that on the show. But I mean, it, by January, who knows, you know, maybe younger kids can get the vaccine if they need it, you know, and maybe not. We don't know. But I mean, it's looking like that might happen. But the thing is, I'm hoping, because we had a big issue while we were down there with, you mentioned labor and opening up restaurants and hotels and stuff. We noticed that the college program kids had just started to arrive when we got there, maybe a week before we arrived, about 2 weeks ago. In everywhere that we went, especially counter service restaurants, there were cast members training. It seemed like nobody had experience. So there were many, many times where we waited and waited and waited for our food after we mobile ordered it and they told us it was ready. Like, we got that purple screen. Okay, go pick up your food in line three. You would get to line three and there'd be 12 people in front of you. And so your food's cold, right? By the time they, because you're waiting behind 12 people and your food is obviously sitting there under a heat lamp. That happened a few times. So I think those things will start to be ironed out as the year goes on. And of course, all the resorts will be open by then. I would expect when all the resorts open, they're going to have to open all the restaurants, places like Columbia Harbor House, you know, just any of the places that are still closed, because they're going to need the capacity. Once you fill those resorts, people have to have places to eat. And what I'm hoping too is that by the end of the year that they, mobile order is not a requirement. Right now with everybody mobile ordering, it's not a great experience. Now, when you have some people walking up and ordering with, you know, cast members at a cash register, some people mobile ordering, it works out great. When everybody's using the same system, it kind of overwhelms that system. There's no advantage to it because 100% of the guests are using it. So as far as dining, resort choice, and, you know, you're going to have all of the stuff that comes online on October 1st. You're going to have a new fireworks show at Epcot, a new fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom. You're going to have Ratatouille over at Epcot to experience. You know, August, you wouldn't have had any of that stuff. So I think this is net positive. And of course, you're right. It stinks to wait that long, but you're going to have a lot more going on. I think a lot better experience in January.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for kind of talking me off the ledge. And I just had to say one thing. I'm an anti-social media guy. I hate social media, but every time you go down for a trip, I sign up my Instagram account and I follow along while you're there. And I just deactivated it again tonight because I'm like, well, Mike's not in Disney World, so I can deactivate it until he goes back.
You know what? That means a lot to me that you were tuned in for my fit checks, which I learned what a fit check was on this last vacation, because we were standing at Disney Springs on our first day there, pouring down rain, waiting for a bus. Mallory took her friend this time, Megan. And they're doing one of these things. Like, what are you doing? Like, they had their phone leaned up against, like, a post. Like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, this is called a fit check. This is where you tell everybody what you're – who. They said, this is what you tell everybody – this is where you tell everybody who you're wearing. I'm like, what are you talking about who you're wearing? I mean, it's what you're – no, who – like, where you got your stuff. I'm like, all right, let me do one of these, right? I did it off the cuff, and so it was kind of fun. But yeah, that's what vacation's about to really, I mean, you probably get this, right? I mean, we had a good time. We ate a lot of good meals. I hung out with a lot of great friends, rode all these awesome rides, you know, but I got to fly the Millennium Falcon with my wife as my co-pilot. She'd never been on it. It was great. But I mean, when it comes down to it, it was stuff like, you know, I was doing a fit check with my youngest daughter. Like, that's the stuff I'll remember forever. That's why I love vacation. So I'm glad you followed it, well, and I'll let you know still, for October.
Yeah, my kids are still too young to be embarrassed by their dad, but you're a role model for me, Mike.
All right. Well, hey, just got to have fun with life. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you have a good week, and we'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, all right, Mike. Bye-bye. Take care.
How about that? He not even on social media, but he gets on when I go down to vacation. That's a little humbling. That's a little crazy. But that's fun. Yeah. I mean, in the chat, do you agree? I mean, August versus January? Let me know in the chat, because I think he's going to have an overall better experience in January. There's going to be a lot more new stuff to do. And, you know, I was there. Now, if you're going in August, don't freak out or anything, because I just went in July. And it really, for about the first half of our trip, we got super lucky, because remember, I left early because of the hurricane and it never materialized. But what it did, it pushed the hot weather out, and we had 3 or 4 days of temperatures in the 80s. So we had that. So, okay, let's talk. 407-413-9395. Phone line is open. Give us a call at 407-413-9395. Lots of great conversation going on here in the chat room. I appreciate that. Laurie says she loves mobile ordering, and I'm totally I'm 100% mobile order. I love it, but my wife is not. She doesn't like that, because she likes to just go up when she wants, and, you know, instead of, like, if you're thirsty and you want a fountain soda, it's easier just to walk up to a person at a cash register, order a fountain soda, walk right over, grab your fountain soda, and you're out of there. I mean, I get that. Instead of going in the app, ordering a fountain soda, and, you know, I'm here waiting for the thing to turn purple. That's kind of a pain for small orders and little knickknacks and stuff like that. So I get it. And also, I think I loved mobile order before the pandemic, because I was one of the few using it. So there would be, like, for example, at Casey's, there would be a huge line at Casey's at the cash registers. And then I would just mobile order some corn dog nuggets and a soda. And you went to that little side entrance over there by the piano player, and it was like the fast pass for food. Like, nobody knew. So those days are not here with us anymore. So it was one of those things that I wanted to go back to, where people can go to the cash registers and order in a normal fashion and also keep mobile order, because when there's not as many people using mobile order, it's more advantageous for us that are using mobile order. It's kind of interesting that way. Oh, George says no hurricanes in January. Let's hope. That'd be a good thing. And January has better weather, says Wade. Yep, Carolyn's also saying January will have many things open. The weather will be amazing. Yeah. And, oh, Brooke brings up a good point, though, for January. You do have, she's exactly right with this. You do got to pack more, because you never know what the weather's going to be. It could be 90 and it could be in the 30s. I've seen both in January. So, yeah, I think you're going to have more going on in January, but you're right. You're going to want to, the best advice for that is to pack layers. You know, you probably don't want to walk around Walt Disney World in like a parka, but you do want to, you know, have, you know, thin layers, like this thing I got here, this like pullover, you know, just have that, and you can put it over a t-shirt, and if you get hot, just, you know, throw it in your bag or whatever. Oh, I got to mention about bags. So while I was down there this time, and you've probably seen this over the last few months if you've been down, when you go into the parks now, all four parks, it's so much better than it used to be like a year ago with bag check. You can just carry your bag straight through the, I guess that's a metal detector. You just walk through in a single file line when you're going into the park. And some people get pulled to have their bags checked, but not everybody. And it was kind of, you know, hit or miss. But it makes me, you know, think that I might take a backpack again, because there's not a huge cost. A lot of folks just walk right in with their backpacks. No problems. Unless you had like an umbrella in there, or they said eyeglass cases set this thing off. Excuse me. I don't know why that is. Maybe they're made out of something special. But, yeah, so taking a bag now is not such a big deal, which that's good to have a bag when you, because, you know, carrying ponchos and stuff like that for rainy days and stuff. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Fulton.
Hey, what's going on, Fulton?
Not much. I just went to my Uncle Zach's big promotion today. He got promoted today.
Oh, your birthday was your birthday today? When was your birthday?
No, it's this Tuesday.
Oh, well, happy birthday a couple days early.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. What are you going to do for your birthday?
I'm going with my girlfriend, and I think we're going out to eat.
Where are you going? Where's your place to go out to eat? I gotta know.
The Boathouse is the place I went to eat.
Whoa, you have high taste. You're a high roller compared to me. I'm too cheap.
Exactly.
That's fun. So what do you think about all this news? You excited about all the hotels coming back and all that stuff? What have you thought about over the past couple of weeks?
Well, I thought that it's pretty good, but the hotels might be expensive to be staying there.
Yeah, but at least we're getting back all the all-stars, and that gives that more option to stay at value hotels, which I'm a fan of. I stayed at Pop Century this trip, and it was a good time. So I'm glad that All-Star Music and All-Star Sports are going to be back in the inventory. So we're excited for that. But you're right. Also, you know, some of the more expensive hotels, same thing.
Yeah, we went to the music hotel, I think back in 2017 we went there. Mm-hmm. And that's where we stayed, yeah.
I like it. In music, I like the big cowboy boots. That's like my section. That and the jazz section. Yeah. I like the jazz section, yeah. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey.
Yeah, I'll be turning 22, Mike.
Oh, man, you're an old man. You're getting there.
I am.
Wait till you're 47. Then you're really old. Man, it's hard to get up the steps anymore.
I don't know. I don't know about my mom. She doesn't know about that.
Well, hey, Fulton.
She's like 41, so.
Oh, man, she's a kid. She's a kid compared to me. Yeah. That's not fair. You're making me feel older.
Exactly.
All right, Fulton, yeah. I'm going to get out of here, but you have a great birthday on Tuesday. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
All right, take care. Happy birthday, my friend. Good talking to you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. All right, 407-413-9395. Fulton's going to the Boathouse for his birthday. I mean, I don't go to the Boathouse for my birthday. He's doing it right. That's exactly how you do it. I love it. I'd probably go to, let's see, where would I go on my birthday at Walt Disney World? I would probably go Pecos Bills, maybe Mama Melrose, probably 50s. You know where I go is Olivia's, because it's a good value. I know Boathouse is really, I've been to Boathouse a few times. It's really, really good. They have really good sliders. If you go there, get the filet sliders. So, so good. But happy birthday to Fulton. All right, give us a call at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. And William's giving another tip for that entering the parks out of Disneyland. I guess it's the same down at Walt Disney World. If you have any batteries, you can put them in a plastic bag and hold them out in front of you. I will tell you, though, that I walked through the, I don't think they're metal detectors. I don't know, like scanners. I walked through those, and I had a battery, one of those external batteries, those Anker, you know, batteries where you can recharge your iPhone. I had those in my pocket. I had two of them. I had one in each pocket. Never got stopped. I guess because they could kind of see, you know, maybe that was a battery. I don't know. They're looking at some kind of screen. And Mike Bankhead, captain of the BR Guest Podcast Losers, mentions that in January, we have seen 28-degree weather. Yes, we have. We have run half marathons where it was sleeting and snowing both at the same time, and it was miserable. But we all got through it, and every one of us, I guarantee, I do this all the time, and I know you do too if you're listening. We tell all our friends, you know, when it's like, oh, it's kind of cold at Walt. No. One time, I ran a half marathon in the snow at Walt Disney. People are like, no way. Yes, I did. Yes. Carolyn's saying the eyeglass cases are usually made of metal, so they set off these detectors. There you go. And let's see here. George, we just talked to. First visit button with my phone in my pocket set off the metal detector. So they're handing you that stuff and not setting it off. Nice, nice. And I got a lot of happy birthday wishes. All right, so 407-413-9395. Give us a call, 407-413-9395. Let's see here. I do want to get these dates because I wanted to throw this in here for the reopening of the resorts because people were asking. So when are we getting these resorts back? So we're getting Disney's All-Star Music, which, again, I see things as a travel agent because I'm looking at capacity for certain kinds of guests. The reason I'm excited for All-Star Music reopening here soon is that they have the family suites available for families that need them, for like larger families, families larger than four. So All-Star Music will reopen on September 16th. So that's the only one coming back of this group that will be available when it comes to those October 1st trips. So if you're still looking to go down for the 50th anniversary that weekend, All-Star Music does have rooms available for that time. So that is in there. So we'll get to the other ones here in a second. We do have a call coming in. And we're heading to Nebraska. Wade, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how you doing this evening?
Good. Long time no talk. I'm just wanting to I got to tell you this, though, real quick. You made our vacation so much better, man. It was so good to finally meet you in person and hang out. I mean, we're still talking about it. So thanks for spending some time with us. It was great.
Well, likewise. You know what? It was great to hang out with you and your wife and your daughter. I know my son had a lot of fun taking your daughter and Megan and of course, Emily on Mission Space Orange the last night. He enjoyed that a lot because it was him and the three girls. And they had a blast.
You know what? I think
he said he could tell they were very nervous.
No, well, I think my daughter would have gone anywhere with your son. So he was a good sport. He was a good sport. We appreciated it.
Yeah, he was. He goes, it was kind of funny because I could tell they were all nervous in line. You know, they were kind of texting their mom saying, oh, gosh, we're about to get on.
That's
but,
so
oh, man, that was fun.
That was fun.
No, it was great to hang out.
And kudos to you for using the La Cava background in your your Zoom call the other day. Very nice. Well done.
You know, the funny thing is about halfway through the call, my boss said, he goes, hey, wait, are you in like a spa or something somewhere? Because your background looks a lot different than it normally does. So I had to come clean with what it was. They all just looked at me, and then they all just started busting out laughing.
You know what? That's what every Zoom call needs is something like that, right? I mean, it's like, how many green screens can we look at this point?
Exactly.
So what's going on? What do you got to add to all this? What do you think about these races? You've said that it's, you know, 2 weeks apart. Everybody's forking out $1,000 if you're going to do both weekends. I mean, is it that? It's so weird, though, that everything's still open or this long.
Yeah, I look today again because I still have my Boulder Ridge Villa for Wine and Dine. So it's still in the back of my head going, okay, do I do this? Do I not? And it's still open today. I was sitting at the baseball game. I'm like, yep, still open. So I thought, as you said, no way Wine and Dine would happen. You know, normally that sign up is in mid-March.
Right.
And, of course, we're way past mid-March. And, you know, they have to obviously come up with the labor and the materials, everything that it takes to put on a race. I thought it's just too short of a time window. Well, what do I know? they figure a way to figure it out. I do think, however, now that they threw, you know, marathon weekend, which is normally, I believe, a mid-May sign up. Now they threw that in here 2 weeks later. Yeah, I started calculating it up. Gosh, challenge, waste, race, wine and dine. I buy my wife a ticket, you know, to the party. There's another $90 plus yep. tax. You got the fees that they add on. You know, here comes a dopey.
Right.
Throw that on there. There's another $650. It's a lot. And I think there are people that even myself wrote off Wine and Dine and I signed up for, I've got another half marathon the weekend before. I've decided to do the Xterra race in Hawaii. I already bought my plane ticket, you know, things like that, because you want to plan out anybody who's training for a race that, you know, needs some time. You need time to do your training plan. And of course, financially make it work. I think they threw these together. Yeah, it's a lot of money and commitment. I've done both Wine and Dine the last couple of years and Marathon Weekend. I have to tell you, it is kind of tough for me too, because you throw the Christmas, you know, holiday New Year's holiday in between them.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving holiday in between them.
And this year for Disney fans, the 50th, because so many of us, I think, maybe shifted that budget, you know, that line item in our budget that we kind of have like unofficially in our heads, like, well, I'm not spending that money on wine and dine race weekend this year, you know, so I'll go down for the 50th and make the best of it. And so everybody books for the 50th. Now, guess what? It's wine and dine. And I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm running Chicago, and that's October 10th.
Right.
You know, so because I thought that would be the only race this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's just it is a lot for most people to do. I think some, of course, do both. I've done both the last two. I didn't do marathon weekend like 3 years ago because of the same reason. I was like, I got too many other things going on, and holidays and family, and I like to go out and ski during the holidays. And so it is a lot. And then the financial part of it, I do think, plays a big part of it. I don't think people were expecting wine and dine, hence they'd somewhat written it off. Didn't get accommodations because it is, you know, hotels are still closed.
Right.
And if you go try right now to get Disney Vacation Club, you might get a night somewhere. Nothing for wine and dine weekend. Nothing. I looked at even switching resorts if I could maybe do that. I can't. I got my home resort because I did 11 months out. And if you didn't do that and you don't have something for wine and dine, it's a little tough. I think there could be that little crunch going on where it's like, well, I'd sign up, but I don't see any Disney hotels available right now. Now, I know some are coming online here where you as a travel expert would be able to get somebody a hotel possibly. But, you know, do people go ahead and pull the trigger on signing up and not knowing they have a place on property?
Right.
I could play into it, too.
Right. It's so I would love to hear what Run Disney, you know, we'll never know this, but this is the kind of way I think.
Yeah.
I love Walt Disney World, not only for the magical experiences I have with my family, all the fun stuff that we all like, but I think I fell in love with Walt Disney World, you know, where I bought all the guidebooks and started listening to podcasts, started our show, is that I love the logistics of the whole thing. Like, how do they pull this all? How do they run this city 24/7, 365 and make it a positive experience for everybody? So what I would really like to see in this aspect is what's Run Disney's reaction to what has happened since, you know, the registration opened. Because if you would have asked me, I would have said, and again, I was freaking out over at Caribbean Beach because I was in that queue. It said it'll be an hour. I was calling Scott, dude, if you're in, sign me up. I'll pay you back. And that's what we ended up doing. But I wonder if they were, you know, shocked at the, because I can't imagine there's more capacity than there was prior to the pandemic. It's got to be the same or less. And I would think that they would have guessed that it would sell out too. I don't think they saw this coming, possibly. I don't know.
I think you're probably right. You know, I was at Saratoga Springs pool signing up, and I got to the site, an hour wait. And I thought, oh, you know what? I thought, here's the perfect thing. I can't get in. I can just go, okay, I don't have to worry about it. Of course I got in. I started filling it out and it went to push the next. And I went, my wife's going to kill me when I go back to the room.
Right. I know, totally.
I go, Shelly's going to kill me when I get back to the room. I can't do this. So I didn't do it. But I do think that, it's interesting. I the one thing with wine and dine the last few years, you've been able to get into it for, you know, if you go back 3-4 years, it sold out quick. And then it kind of lagged a bit. And I don't know, they switched it, of course, to a morning race. And that may have turned a few people off from, you know, those. I liked evening races.
I did too. That's really what killed it for me. I liked the night race, and I did the morning race the first year. And then I was like, well, it's not that different than like a princess or a marathon weekend. So that's just one. And again, it was during college football season. So if I was going to give one of the races up, that was the one. Cause I could, you know, on that Saturday, I'd rather go to Mizzou, you know, kind of thing.
Oh, this year, Ohio State plays at Nebraska. Oh. Yeah. That's going to be like the biggest game. Yeah, Nebraska may get their brains beat in, but that's the home game that weekend. So
there you go.
You know, yeah, I got tickets for that. But, yeah, I think the capacity is probably there. And they're probably, you know, again, wine and dine the last few years, you've been able to get in. I've always signed up the first day just because I knew I wanted to do it. But I think it's sitting there in kind of a bit of a no man's land. Maybe that's the best way to think of it, you know. Like you said, 50th, you got holidays, you got marathon weekend around the bend. And, again, people – I mean, for most of us, it's probably on the same credit card statement.
Right. I know. That thing's going to be smoking.
So. Yeah. Exactly. That's great for 30 days until you get the bill.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know. That thing, when you sign up for marathon, you know, on the 26th, that thing is just going to be too hot to handle. You better bring an oven mitt with you to the computer. It's going to be crazy.
Right. Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm now sitting here thinking, okay, I'll sign up for marathon weekend, but do I still do Wine and Dine? I don't know. It's going to haunt me as long as it's still availability there. But
that's the thing.
We'll see.
That's the thing. It's like if it was sold out, you would have resolution, right? It's been taunting you for a week.
Yeah, I'm even sitting at a baseball game going, hey, let me just in between innings check this out.
That's
like,
the worst.
Dang it, still open.
Okay, I want to ask you this though, real quick, because you were down there. So give me like one highlight from your trip that you had that maybe was unexpected, because, you know, things were changing, things were different. I felt it was very much felt normal to me, you know, compared to the trips I took in August and December and May. Like this one really, because you had fireworks, you had, you know, you saw it, right? We talked about this, like zero social distancing for fireworks, you know, not a lot of mask wearing. It felt a lot more normal. But like, what were your thoughts in a nutshell on this trip? Like what stood out?
Yeah, you know, I was last there the last week in October. Same week, Scott was there with his family, and we hung out a bit. So it was, and that was at the time where parks were closing a little earlier. Of course, there were no fireworks. There were even less options for food available. So this time it felt another step towards normal. I still am a little, you know, the mobile ordering. It's great. It was great when you could. When nobody else was doing it, or just a few people were doing it, and you're like, wanted to get something.
We said, let's
get something from Woody's lunchbox. Clicked on it, and it said, return time an hour and a half from now.
Right.
I thought, I just wanted to get like some tater tots or potato barrels or whatever.
Yep.
You know, I got to come back in an hour and a half. So that was a bit strange. I think there's still that element. You know, Columbia Harbor House closed, but you can get a few of the items at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yeah.
You know, other places were reopening, like you said, Casey's, the Plaza Ice Cream, that opened, Trailton opened, I think, Friday, a couple days after we were all there. So that's good. I still think there's a few things that are a little bit, that they're not open, or you walk by and it's like, oh, that's not open yet.
Right.
So but it was better than it was in October. The fireworks, there was no social distancing. I know I sent you and Scott a picture one night. I go, are you guys in this massive humanity behind me?
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like I'm in a football game with 90,000 people.
I know. Seriously, you talk about the Big House. We were at the Big House, man. It was called the Hub, Main Street USA, Town Square. It didn't matter. It was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So that was crazy. So that felt normal, I guess. Yeah, it was normal. Normally you're used to having, you know. But watching the fireworks, watching Happily Ever After, watching what did we watch? Not Harmonious. Epcot Forever, the modified Epcot Forever. The other night, Wednesday night. That's got a lot of normalcy to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. It's nice to see that happening, and I think every day things are getting a little bit back to normal. You know, it's the way that the country's been moving, which is good. I still think they've got a little ways to go, and I know labor, like you said, a lot of people training, a lot of people. You know, you can walk around World Showcase and there's not a lot of cultural representatives there. You know, I bought Scott and myself a couple of beers from Morocco. And, you know, normally I'm used to some obviously cultural representative being there. No, it was like a woman named Sue from like Poughkeepsie, New York or something, you know, which is great. Sue was very nice.
That
element is missing a little bit, but it's getting closer. It's getting back. You know, a bit by bit. So I think, you know, those folks that are going down, if they're going down in August, you're going to see a little bit more than we saw because a few more places are opening, a few hotels are opening. And I think, you know, Disney is still doing a great job with, you know, they're managing the crowds great. The entry is fantastic now.
Yes.
It's so much easier,
yes.
You know, than when you had to, if you had a bag, you had to get there and have the thing basically prodded with a stick, you know. Boy, that's a lot easier. That's for sure. You know, the new entry plaza they built at Animal Kingdom, at the Magic Kingdom, at Hollywood Studios. You know, Epcot's still construction down front. But, you know, that's good. That's a great positive. But moving forward, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, you know.
So, yeah, I think just one step closer each day.
No, I agree. You know, we got home and I just felt like we had a great trip. You know, we got to do most things that we wanted to do. You know, the train was down. I love riding the train, but that's just down because of construction. That is, you know, that's going to happen.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't feel like I came home and I missed out on a lot of things. Like when I went last August, you know, it was just something like, you know, leaving a theme park at 6 o'clock in the evening, you know, it's still full on daylight. You know, that was what it was in August. And it was nice to have a resolution to a day with a fireworks show. And then you have, cause again, it wasn't just the fireworks, but like you got that fireworks show, then you got like one extra hour to like just go crazy, right? That's my favorite time at the Magic Kingdom. Watch fireworks, and then, you know, how many, like, I get Big Thunder? Can I get Splash Mountain? Can I get both of them in before the park closes? That's the excitement of a summer trip for me. And that's what we had again. And, you know, the labor thing, I think it'll fix itself. I mean, obviously the college program is going to help tremendously with that, because that's a huge jump in labor. And, you know, every day, like I talk about this on tomorrow's show, but every day those folks who are less trained are going to become more trained. They're going to become more efficient at their role. It's just that we were on the very front end of that bell, you know, like as things were happening, like we're at the very, very front end of this situation where people are just starting to get to their position, where 2 weeks from now, you know, I bet you Cosmic Rays is a better experience. You know, Tomorrowland Terrace, same thing.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think it's, and each day it's going to get a little bit better and better. And as, you know, God willing, cultural representatives are able to start making their way back too, that'll be very cool. That always adds a great flavor too, whether at Animal Kingdom Lodge or of course at Epcot at one of the countries. Always adds a very cool element to that.
You know what, and so, here's, I've always said this too about Walt Disney World, is just, you know, walking around Walt Disney World is a cool experience, because under normal circumstances, not only the cast members, but the fellow guests, I mean, you know, you run into folks from every part of the planet, you know, as you're standing in line to ride Frozen Ever After, or, you know, you're in line for Everest, you know, you might be standing next to a family from the UK or somebody from Australia or somebody from Japan. And, you know, being somebody like myself that's never really traveled internationally, that's a cool thing for me. I like that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it was great to be there. It was great to be there with the friends, you guys, of course, the gardeners, and Beth came up had a great dinner after we golfed. And George, please know, Scotty G and I are going to work on our hooks and slices. Nice. So we'll be okay. Just reassure George, we didn't forget how to play.
You know, my grandpa always said a blind squirrel finds an acorn every now and then. You know, that was kind of the theme of the day for me.
You had that nice easy swing down the middle. I was like, maybe I shouldn't swing so hard.
That's so fun. Well, I know, it was great seeing you, Wade. And man, I can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to be there at the same time. So you got to make Marathon Weekend. It'll have to happen.
Absolutely. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, no doubt. Hey, I'm trained up. I'm ready to go.
There we go. So, all right. Hey, tell the family we all said hello.
You do the same. Okay. Thanks, Mike. Have a great night.
We'll take care, buddy. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it's a good buddy, Wade. Got to meet for the first time down at Walt Disney World. Got to play some golf. Got to hang out at La Cava and just really, you know, watch Epcot Forever, a bunch of us all together. It was really fun. That's why I love this podcast. It's true friendship. Really, it is, because, you know, we all have this passion for this place that is so cool. And when we all get together, you know, and we can start doing this again, it's been a bit, right? Since we could all get together safely and talk and, you know, share drinks and share stories and share fireworks shows and rounds of golf. It's pretty amazing, and we're going to get to do more of that moving into 2022, I promise you, and the rest of this year. So we have Wine and Dine. I'll be down there for that. I'll be there for the 50th. God willing, Marathon Weekend. Now you guys have me all nervous about Marathon Weekend all over again. Oh, my gosh, tick, tick, tick till the 26th. But, hey, you guys make this show. You make this community, and it is so fun. So thank you for that. I know we're out of time. We're going to be back again next Sunday night with Scott. He'll be back. So it'll be you, me, and Scotty G again. We'll be taking your calls. It's been so fun talking to you guys tonight. So thanks for hanging out with me as I was solo. You guys really made tonight's show great. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Disney getaway, whether it's a race weekend or going down for just some family time, or hey, going down solo and just checking out all your favorite stuff, just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out the quote form, mention the show, and you and I'll be working together, and I'd sure appreciate that. So again, themagicforless.com. The Amazon affiliate links, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Click on that when you shop. That really helps us out. And thank you. We have so many of our patrons here in the live chat. Thank you sincerely for allowing us to do the show. Your support makes every one of these shows possible. And we throw an extra show in there for our patrons called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, kind of about growing up here in the Midwest. Just fun stories, not usually Disney related, just kind of some fun stuff that I come up with. So if you'd like more information on that, just visit patreon.com/brguestpodcast. All right. Hey, the trip report's hitting the feed on Monday, so be ready for that. We're going to have fun shows coming up this week. It's Ricky and I, because Pam and Scott are still down at Walt Disney World. But we're going to be answering your questions, having a good time. So hope you always enjoy the show. I sure appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. I know that it's a lot of shows each week, but you guys tuning in means the world to me. So I just want to let you know that here on a Sunday night. So you guys make this week awesome. So for nobody else but myself, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or a great Thursday if you're checking this out in the feed. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.